Life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. Helen Keller.
Hello and welcome to the Taking Back Your Power podcast. I'm Isabel Palacios, and I specifically created and designed this podcast to empower, inspire, and help you cultivate a powerful mindset to build your best life and live out your dreams. May you always remember your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. So get your coffee, smoothie, or wine ready, and let's get started.
Welcome back to Taking Back Your Power. Thank you so much for tuning in. I missed you all so very much, and I hope that you didn't mind my hiatus these past couple of weeks. It was actually a very busy couple of weeks for me. I was traveling, and last week was my birthday, the big 25, and I turned 25 in Tokyo last week on the 6th, and I was very determined to celebrate my birthday there since I canceled my trip last year. And I'm so grateful that I decided to go, and I pushed and pushed and pushed for it to happen. And it happened. It was honestly the best birthday ever. And I'm so grateful to all of you who did wish me a happy birthday and who just sent me lovely messages of support and love. And thank you so much. It wouldn't have been such a wonderful birthday if I hadn't had so many incredible people just sending me the most positive vibes and intentions. So I am honestly so excited to be 25. And I know that that probably won't be something that a lot of people in their 20s would be rejoicing about, turning 25 or turning 30, but I really see it as a whole new chapter in my life, and I'm very excited in the path that I'm taking from here on out. And I know that for a lot of people, it's normal to get this whole quarter life crisis thing. And it's something that I've gotten some messages about. And some people were like, oh, don't fall into a quarter life crisis, this and that. And it's actually kind of funny because in the past, I was afraid of falling into a quarter life crisis. And now that I'm actually at a quarter of my life, 25, I don't feel that sense of anxiety anymore. It's like a very calming feeling. So that's why in today's episode, I want to touch upon the quarter life crisis and what we can do to avoid this and avoid any kind of crisis or midlife crisis or whatever you want to call it, these times in life, these milestones in our life that should be celebrated instead of being dreaded. Like I said, I feel an overwhelming sense of calm and security being 25. I don't know if it's because all my life I always felt that I was always deemed too young or too inexperienced or too this, and always kind of pushed to the side by elders because I wasn't older, even though I've always felt a lot older than my age. I always thought that my numerical age never really matched my inner age. So 25, it's still young, definitely, but I do feel a sense of maturity and growth in just making it to 25 and being here and being at this point in my life. And it's not because I have my entire life figured out. A lot of people tend to look at me in particular and other people, other influencers, and think that they have it all together. And that couldn't be further from the truth. I'm winging it just like you guys are in many ways. Some of you are probably more prepared than me. A lot of you might be more prepared than me. But the way I see it is that life is not just a series of checklists. Life is not just a perfect line, a perfect steady line that increases in a linear way. It's completely erratic and it goes in so many different directions. But what I feel most secure of is not because I have my 5-year plan. I know what I'm going to be in 5 years. I know where I'm going to be in 10 and this and that. I have everything figured out. No, it's because I have decided to go with the flow and roll with the punches of life and focus on what I can control in my life and what I do have power over, instead of worrying about holding on to time and holding on to something that isn't meant for me or that is not serving me, or trying to make something out of myself that is not me. So really, what I feel this sense of security is coming from is the fact that I'm more secure in myself, just in myself as a person, and not necessarily being tripped up by a checklist or expectations or meeting other expectations or comparing myself to others, which comparing yourself to other people, especially in your 20s, it is the worst, most toxic thing you can do for yourself. And it will destroy you in so many ways. So if you're listening right now and you know that you're comparing yourself to everyone and you see how everyone else is accomplishing all these things, you need to stop that right now. And that is something you have complete control over. Instead of looking at the people, your neighbor, whoever is around you and comparing yourself, instead use them as inspiration. I always say this, if you feel like you're always falling into that comparison pattern, use others as inspiration for getting to where you want to be and not as competition, because we are so unique. All in our fingerprints and the way we look and the way we act in our own life path, we are so unique and there is absolutely no reason we should be comparing ourselves to one another. To be quite honest with you guys, I used to feel very scared about getting older. I used to be very scared and feel a very large sense of scarcity when thinking about how close 30 is. And if you think about it in the grand scheme of things, 30 is so young. In 30, you're just beginning your life. In your 20s, you're just beginning your life. And there is just an obscene amount of pressure that we put on ourselves, we allow society to put on us, we allow others to put on us, and we don't actually value and respect the fact that we all have a unique purpose and a unique path in our lives. So this whole idea of being scared or scarcity or like time is running out, I learned to look at things in this aspect, that I am exactly who, what, and where I need to be right now. I am in the perfect position in my life right now. And just because wherever you are in your life right now is not where you want to be, or it's not ideal, does not mean that this is not a meaningful and important stage in your life for you to go through. Because we all know that through struggle, through confusion, through the craziness of life is where the most growth happens and how we become our best selves. If we skip that whole struggle and we go straight to the good stuff, we'll never grow. We're going to stay stagnant. We're just going to be a plateau of humanity and we're never going to achieve anything. So get that out of your head, that if your life is not where you want it to be right now, that your life is not worth living, that you're not going to amount to anything, and that you are not worthy of living your best life and becoming your best self. That is a huge misconception. I want to drill that point home before we get into anything else in the rest of this podcast, because honestly, guys, life can change in an instant. And if you're stuck in a rut right now, you and only you have the power to get you out of that rut. You have the ability, the tools, and the desire within you to get out of that rut. If you recognize that you're in a rut right now and things aren't going your way, and you feel like you're in a dead-end job or in a dead-end relationship, or you feel a certain kind of way, a kind of negative feeling about your life, you have that power to change it. And I say this from my own experience, because when life wasn't going the way I wanted to, when I felt like I was simply a victim to circumstances and a victim to life, and that all this stuff was happening to me and I had no power and control over it, that was when my life stayed stagnant. I was in a rut. I was unhappy with my life. I had increased amount of anxiety. I had increased amount of self-doubt and also insecurity. And when I decided, you know what, actually, I'm going to do something. I'm going to go after my risk. I'm going to face my fears. I'm going to do the things that scare me. I'm going to do the things that are hard and might seem difficult right now. I'm going to do those things. And by doing those things, I was able to get out of a rut. I was able to get out of that feeling of dissatisfaction with my life. And now, guys, I am living my dream and I am confident. Even if life is not perfect, it's not whatever, it don't have this, I don't have that, I don't focus on what I don't have. I focus on what is here. I focus on what is going great, and looking at the things that are going great in my life, I couldn't feel any more blessed than I am right now. I just feel so incredibly blessed. And that was because I decided to go for what I want. I stopped waiting for life to happen to me. I stopped waiting for someone to come into my life and change it. I stopped waiting and I went out and got it. And I'm focused on growth. I'm not focused on looking back and wishing for the past to happen again or wishing for something. No. I am focused on growing and making my future better than my present and my present better than my past. And it's not about getting older, guys. It's about getting better. I don't see myself as getting older. I don't see myself as withering away or wasting away or getting less this or more this. I see myself as exponentially growing in whatever direction that may be. And that is what I'm focused on, is simply getting better, getting more experienced, getting more skilled, getting more grateful, getting stronger, getting wiser. That is what I am focused on. And as one of my favorite quotes goes, where focus goes, energy flows. Your focus is paramount. That is the most important thing. So if you're always focusing on how you're getting older, how your looks are fading, how you're single at a certain age, or always looking in a scarcity mindset and always looking at your life in through the lens of lack and scarcity, that is what will amplify, is that feeling of scarcity that will amplify and create more scarcity and more lack in your life. Whereas if you look at life as something that is exponentially adding up, getting bigger, getting more abundant, then you will never be disappointed. You will never be in lack because you are focusing on growth and in all the ways that you have grown instead of focusing in all the ways that you are in lack. This whole quarter life crisis thing to me is merely a figment of our imaginations. Because as somebody had told me, it was kind of crazy to hear this and it kind of changed my perspective a bit. Think of your lifespans. We don't know how long we're going to be on Earth. And some of us can be 20 right now and actually be 95 because we die at 21. Or some of us are 29 right now. We feel like life is ending and we'll end up living to 100. Or there's some of us who are at 50 and think that life is almost over. We have no idea we're going to live another 50 years. And that is life. That is the beauty and the curse of life, is that we don't know how long we're going to be on Earth. There have been people who have gotten prognosis of living only 6 months to a year and they ended up living a full, long, and healthy life, because that is the beauty and the miracle and the mystery of life, is we don't know how much time we have on here. So if you are 25 and you're feeling like your life is over, like your youth is over, whatever, you are viewing your life through the wrong lens, my friend. The quarter life crisis or the midlife crisis or whatever crisis you think that you might go through or you think you're going to go through, you don't have to go through it. If you don't want to, it's all in your mindset. So get rid of this notion. There is no quarter life crisis. There is no midlife crisis. There is none of this. If you simply look at your life as something that is exponentially getting better and you stop living in the past, that is what kills people. Living in the past, longing for the past, longing for days and memories that are long gone, and not focusing on how they can build their future. On the flip side, living too much in the future and not enjoying the moment and not enjoying the now is also a big step into self-sabotage and falling into a crisis as well. So it's all about balance. Life is all about balance. You want to live in the present moment. You want to plan for the future and honor the past. But what's most important is balancing all of that out. And I would even say, focus more on the present. Focus more on what you can do right now instead of overwhelming yourself with the future and trying to change the past, which is incredibly, it's a waste of time to try to change the past, honestly. So don't even go there. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you feel a huge sense of urgency because a certain birthday is coming up or you're a certain age or whatever, I just want you to take this moment and just take a deep breath. Inhale the positivity and exhale the anxiety. You are exactly who, what, where, and how you need to be right now. You are where you need to be right now. You don't have to be anywhere else. You don't have to be like anyone else. You are perfect in the place you are right now. What matters is how far you will allow yourself to be propelled from the state which you are in right now. You can either allow yourself to go down from here or allow yourself to rise above from here. It is all a choice. Remember that you hold the key and the power to your life's present circumstances. And you also hold the key and the power to your future circumstances. So don't externalize that power. Don't give it away to meaningless expectations and to meaningless societal checklists that people tend to subscribe to when they turn a certain age. It's not that deep, guys. And I think what's most important is to simply enjoy life and enjoy the process. Of course, it would not be a Taking Back Your Power episode without some tips and some mindset shifts that we can make to avoid the quarter life crisis. And these are just some things that have helped me and my own journey and my own mindset and things that I have kept in mind to kind of push me through this. And a lot of people just have been asking me, how are you doing this? How are you doing that? Blah, blah, blah. And honestly, this is what helps me. And number one is understanding that life doesn't end at a certain age. It ends when you die or give up. Because there are people who give up before they die, and that is basically just being dead while being alive. And that's not a way to live. The problem that we face a lot in our society is that people tend to give up after a certain age or after a certain occurrence or experience in their life. So they could go through a huge breakup and just give up. They stop taking care of themselves. They stop going to the gym. They stop caring about the way they look. They allow themselves to fall in a slump or in a rut and become victim to their circumstances instead of learning from it, struggling through it, pushing through and growing from it. And people tend to just let themselves go after a certain age, after they have kids or after something happens in their life, and they just decide, I'm not going to live anymore. And that is the moment when you truly die, is when you stop growing, you stop evolving. And just because you're not 21 or 20 or 15 or whatever anymore does not mean that your life is not worth living. You think about all of the great people in the past, and you look at these great people in history and their journeys, and a lot of their great accomplishments, a lot of the great things they did was much later in their life than when they were just young and inexperienced and just getting through life. Because face it, nobody has everything figured out. People who are probably much older in their life and they have simplified their life and they have learned to manage aspects of their life, they're probably more content and more secure in their life because through all these years of learning and struggle, they have figured out the formula and the recipe for themselves. There are people who are 50 and they're living their best life, 60 and they're the best shape of their life. They're doing great. They're happy. They're going for things. They're building things. They don't stop creating. They don't stop growing. They don't stop learning. These people are always living. They're always getting better. Even if their age is getting higher and they should be declining and their health should be declining, they're actually growing and getting better. There are so many people like this out there because they did not succumb to a number, because we all know age ain't nothing but a number. We all know this. It's all about how you feel and how you choose to feel about yourself and how you choose to look at yourself and how you define yourself. Because if we're constantly defining ourselves by our age, that'll be all there is to us. And of course, we're going to have crises every now and then because we're so hung up on this number of years we've been on earth, that we can't see beyond that. We can't see the fact that our mindset has a lot to do with our aging, that our mindset has a lot to do with our growth, with our success, with our happiness overall. So what I'm trying to get at here is that your life does not have to end at a certain age unless you want it to end at a certain age, unless you want to give up, unless you just want to stop growing, unless you want to stop doing life. Because honestly, there are a lot of people out there who just feel like their life isn't worth living, which is such a waste of a beautiful, precious life and such a waste of your potential, such a waste of your abilities, of your talents, of your intelligence. So don't allow the difficulties of life to push you to give up. Don't allow your age or your circumstances or the fact that you just went through a breakup or you just lost your job or your life is up in the air or nothing is certain, because we all know that when nothing is certain, when nothing is set in stone, anything is possible. It's up to you to decide what to do with the remainder of your time here on earth. because you might have more time than you really think you do. Which is a good segue into my second tip, and that is to focus on evolution, not longing for the past. Something that a lot of people do tend to deal with, and that's why they hit these crises, is because they look back at their life and they long for a period in their life. Let's say they were super popular in high school and they felt like they peaked in high school or in college or whenever. They felt like their heyday was another time, and now they're just old and that they're never going to be like they were in the past, which obviously you're never going to be like you were in the past, because if you're doing life correctly, you are changing, you are evolving, you are getting better, which you need to focus on getting better instead of focusing on going back to the past or being the way you were before a relationship or before a certain job, or looking back in nostalgia almost of a time that you will never get back. That is what stops people. That is what makes people crazy. Imagine living your life in a time that does not exist anymore. It literally does not exist anymore. That will drive anyone insane. But people who are living in the present or they're planning for the future are focused on the right things. They're focused on the here and now, so they can focus on what they can change right here and right now. And they also focus on how they can build themselves up for a better future and create a better future for themselves. So if you're always looking in the past, don't look at, oh, I used to be better then, I used to be better looking, I used to be skinnier, I used to be this, I used to be that. No, that is a past person that has nothing to do with who you are right now and who you are going to be. That was been there, done that. You don't need to be rereading that chapter in your life. What you do need to do is focus on writing a new chapter in your life. Focus on writing the chapter of right now. Like I said before, it's not about getting older, it's about getting better. I'm not getting older. I am getting better. And that's how you have to see yourself, as always getting better. I don't care how your present circumstances may look, as long as you are determined to make your circumstances better. I don't care what they look like in comparison to your past. I don't care what your current circumstances look like in comparison with anyone else or anything else. What matters is that you become determined and you start taking the action and focusing on changing your circumstances if you're not happy with them. And in the struggle, if you're going through struggle right now, if your life is completely crazy and chaotic and you feel like you haven't accomplished what you should accomplish by this age, be present, be in the moment, learn and grow from the struggle. Don't allow yourself to succumb to the struggle. Don't allow yourself to say, oh, this is the way my life is going to be and I'm just going to accept it and accept that I was dealt a bad hand and I have bad luck, bad fortune, whatever you want to say, and there's no point in me trying to fix my life. No, I don't want you to do that. I want you to learn from whatever you're going through right now. Learn and see how you can improve your life, because there's always room for improvement, and focus on improving yourself. It doesn't matter how far you go as long as you keep going forward. And lastly, my third point is to set realistic expectations for yourself. And trust me, I'm a person who loves to set high goals, high intention, dream big. I believe in that wholeheartedly. If my dreams weren't as big as they are, I would not find motivation to do things every single day. That is just the fact of life. I do set very high goals for myself because I know what I'm capable of. But you need to be realistic with yourself. I'm not going to set an unrealistic goal for myself if it's just going to hinder my progress instead of helping it, because a lot of times expectations will keep us from succeeding. Expectations that are too high or that aren't right for us will be our biggest obstacles. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. I want you to have goals. I want you to have plans. I want you to have dreams, because that is what keeps you young and full of life and vibrant and excited for the future. That is what keeps you going, is having plans and goals and dreams and having something to strive for. So understand that it's not bad to have goals, it's not bad to have big dreams, but if you put too much pressure on yourself, and you put too much pressure on yourself, especially trying to fit into other people's molds or try to fit into a paradigm that society has inculcated in you, then you reach a problem because you're not being authentic to yourself. You're catering to the needs and expectations of others, and you are draining yourself of important energy in the process. So it's important to stay true to yourself, get to know yourself, know your strengths, know your weaknesses. When you set a goal for yourself or you have a plan or a vision, ask yourself, is this what's right for me? Is this what I really want? Is this what I need in my life? Is this good for me? Not good for someone else, or does it look good on paper, or does it look fancy to other people, or will other people be impressed? That is when you are setting unrealistic expectations for yourself and forcing yourself to be something you are not, which will drain you of your energy. It will make you fall into a rut. It will make you feel like you don't have energy to pursue any dreams or goals because you're not living your life for yourself. You're not living an authentic life that is true to you. So if you don't know what your goals and your plans and your dreams are, and you have all these ideas in your head and you don't know what you want, I would suggest you take time to get to know yourself, especially if you are in your 20s. We are growing and changing in so many ways constantly in this time period. And this is a fundamental time in our lives, our 20s, our 30s. And understand that you won't grow, you won't become your best self if everything is going easy for you and if you're just following everyone else. If you follow the crowd, you'll never reach new heights. You have to go beyond the crowd, which means being true to yourself, not being afraid of being different, not being afraid of just saying F it and do your own thing, because that is how growth happens, going after the things that scare you and pushing past the boundaries that were set for you, either by society or other people. Because if you constantly live in the confines and within the confines of your comfort zone or what other people have told you you should be, you will never find fulfillment. You will always feel afraid. You'll never be on sturdy ground. You'll always feel shaky because your foundation is not strong. So you need to have a strong sense of yourself, a strong sense of who you are, what you're capable of, and also being patient with who you are. Being patient with the process and the process of your life. And in this age of instant gratification where we want everything now, we want everything without working for it. We just feel entitled to everything. We don't feel like we should work for something, that it should just fall out of the sky. In this era, most importantly, it is vital to be patient, especially with yourself, especially with your growth, because understand that nothing worth having is just going to fall out of the sky. It's going to take time. It's going to take growing, like growing a flower, planting a seed, being patient for it to grow, watering it every day, working on it every day, taking care of it, giving it proper sunlight and nutrition. That is how you have to view your life. It's not a, oh, I made it and this is it and I don't have to work anymore. No, it's continuous. It's always going until we die or until we decide to die, till we decide to stop striving for something. And in that work, in that cultivation of a new life, you will find fulfillment and you won't feel pressured to be something or someone by a certain age or by a certain time or feeling restricted by these timetables or these checklists that society gives us, because you're living your life authentically and it feels right to you and it feels good to you. And that is all that matters. As long as it feels right to you, you're challenging yourself every day. You are focused on your betterment and your improvement, and you're being patient with who you are and your journey. That is what matters most. That is what will keep you with your head screwed on straight, not running around like a chicken with its head cut off, and focusing on what's important and also focusing on what you can control and what you can change. Because when we're focused too much on the things that we can't control, life is going to go pass us by. That's just the fact of life. We can't stop time. We can't make it slow down. All we can do is make the best of the time that we already have. So don't waste your time focusing on what you can't change and what you can't control and circumstances outside of your control, and focus on what you can do with what you have right now in this moment, because odds are you already have way more than enough to be happy and successful. You just have to allow yourself to have it. Stop being the only thing in your way and allow yourself to step into your power. That is it for this week's episode. I am so grateful for you for tuning in and listening all the way to the end. And if you are feeling anxious or you're feeling a certain type of way about whatever age you may be at or whatever stage you are at in your life, just take a deep breath and rest assured that you are exactly where you need to be right now. I hope that this episode did calm some of your anxieties, and know that life is just what you make of it. And certain things won't affect you if you won't allow them to affect you. So it's all about where you put your attention and where you put your focus, and understand that you hold all the power, my dear. You really do. And I hope you never forget that. Thank you so very much for tuning in once again. If you'd like to connect with me, I am on social media, as is Taking Back Your Power on Instagram, at Taking Back Your Power. And also be sure to follow me on social media. The links are always down below. And subscribe to my YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/Isabel Palacios. The links are always below in the description of these podcasts. I would be more than happy to connect with you and hopefully inspire each other. Thank you so very much. I love you all so very much. And always remember, no matter how old you may be, no matter what you may look like, no matter what you are going through, no matter what stage you are in your life right now, your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. Don't forget to share this episode with someone you think might need it. And don't forget to tune in to next week's episode of Taking Back Your Power. Bye-bye.